Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era music.
That's right.
And before we get to today's topic, let's mention our sponsor.
Brent, I'm going to go ahead and do that for you. Destiny Games, located 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548 for all of your legacy gaming needs and even your modern gaming needs. You got an Xbox or a PlayStation you need serviced? Take it over to destiny-games.com.
Anything you'd like to mention before we get to today's topic?
You're looking well today.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to compliment you on
that. You too, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready to get started.
Okay, well, today's topic is Puzzle Games Part 2. We did this in episode 17, a puzzle game episode.
That was back in February of last year.
And it was, this is pretty good music for puzzle games.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
We just thought it was, at this point, time to return to that topic.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you this, right now for me, a lot of these, I kind of feel like I'm going to be playing a lot of games, playing from a lot of games we heard on that puzzle. Well, I don't know. No, never mind. I take it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a couple, but not really.
I think most of what I'm playing from, we've heard from on some other episodes, though, too.
Sure.
Yeah, so anyway. All right. So anyway, it's episode 82, and why don't you start us off?
With pleasure, Brent. And our Puzzle Dose episode, I'm going to start off with Tetris Attack.
Yeah, it's a classic.
My composer is Masae Kazume.
Yes.
And this is a SNES track. I'm going with the Breeze stage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
Get ready to feel the breeze. Here we go. From the game Tetris Attack by composer Masae Kazume.
For the Super Nintendo.
SNES is something.
SNES is best.
I was going to say that, but I caught myself. I got caught up.
I was just trying to finish your sentence.
I got caught up.
I'm surprised you picked this track, though.
Why?
It just doesn't seem like you.
What?
It just seems soft, you know?
Oh, wow.
It seems kind of soft and also... You know, the bass seems to be a sort of tuba or something.
Yes, it is a little tuba-ish.
And, I don't know, way back in episode one, you kind of made fun of the Lonely Elephant
trombone-sounding
thing from you know, the Final Fantasy II track.
Yes.
And, I don't know, I just thought, you know, this doesn't, kind of tuba, kind of lonely tuba, and a soft, kind of soft approach, you know.
But there is a soft side to me. Mm-hmm. The soft side to the Switch. Uh-huh. Soft Switch. Love F soft Switch.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And every now and then I just need to just take a little break from the hard riffs, the powerful drums, and the nonstop machine, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I need to just take the breeze, turn that up.
Yeah, it's like the sensitive side to Rob F. Switch here on the Legacy Music Hour. All right, well, I'm going to play something from a game I beat not too long ago, and it's called The Adventures of Lolo.
Okay.
And we got this for Christmas.
Yes.
And the composer is unknown. Mm-hmm. This is a game for the Nintendo Entertainment System, and this is the main background music from Adventures of Lolo. Background music from Adventures of Lolo for the Nintendo, and the composer is unknown. However, this was a HAL game.
HAL game?
No.
What have they done? That sound, they sound so familiar.
They
HAL Laboratories.
Yeah, HAL Laboratories. You know, they do. They did Kirby, right? Hmm. I think they did Kirby. Yeah. Kirby games, right?
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Look it up.
I'll get back to you on that one.
All right. I like that change right there, that little chord, the chord there. I'm going to play something from Puyo Tsuo.
Okay, right.
I mean, for me, this is a classic Mega Drive game, mm-hmm. you know, because it, well, at least on this podcast, because it's, you know, I've expressed many times how much I love this soundtrack.
Right.
And, yeah, here's a track we haven't heard yet. It's called Last Area. And this is from composer Tsuyoshi Matsushima. And again, from Puyo Puyo 2 for the Sega Mega Drive, Japanese release only. This is music from Puyo Puyo 2, music composed by Tsuyoshi Matsushima. This is Last Area.
Fun.
So good, huh?
By the way, the gameplay is the same thing as Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, yes. This game, I mean, the track sounds so 80s, you know? I like this part a lot right here. This. Love this. So good. So good. It's just, you know, it's that FM synth, you know, they just really use it just the right way in this game, you know.
Genesis is the best.
Genesis is the best. Yeah. I just want to hear this some more, you know, because it's so good, you know. I love this part. Love this part though too. This is so 80s. I like how that tom tom came in.
Right, right.
And that chord change right there. Yeah. Really. Look at this. I like that kind of sort of that warp.
Oh, the warp.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's good. It's so good. It's a good track.
No.
Puyo Puyo Tsu, I've missed you. I missed you, Tsu.
Tsu.
I miss Tsu.
I am. You know what? Why not? I'm going to stay with the Genesis.
Okay.
By composer unknown. Here is the title theme to the game Shove It. Game Shove It. And I wasn't telling you to shove it when I said shove it.
Oh, no, I knew that.
Right.
By the way, the full title of this game is Shove It, the Warehouse Game.
The Warehouse Game trademark, by the way.
Okay.
In case anyone was trying to capitalize on warehouse games at the time.
Right.
Shove It got there first.
This is a good track.
Jazzy.
It's jazzy. And it's got an 80s sound to it also.
Yes.
It's kind of coming up in the second part, you know.
And I think from the I just showed you the title screen. This warehouse worker, the way it works is this warehouse worker looks like he's ice skating, number one.
Wait, hold on. I just want to cut you off because I just want to say that I really like this part.
Oh.
It's coming up right here. Sorry. I just want to point this out real quick. Right there. I love that.
Oh, very nice.
I like that a lot. It just sounds really 80s, you know? Anyway, I'm sorry. Carry on.
Well, I mean, this thought is very 80s. I mean, it's a warehouse worker, and it looks like he only thinks about a woman and a sports car, as you saw in the title screen.
Hey, what?
It had a little, his thought bubble.
Oh,
it's just a woman.
Okay, yeah,
and a
right.
Sports car.
Yeah.
So it's a simple puzzle game, it looks like, right?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. That is such an 80s riff right there, you know? It's like an 80s TV show riff, you know?
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun, you know? Anyway. It's a good track. It's a good track. I'm going to play something from... I'm gonna return to Columns.
Mm-hmm.
Columns 3.
Oh, the revenge.
I'm gonna get revenge on Columns.
Right.
Or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not returning to Columns 3. I'm just returning to the concept of Columns.
But I think it's funny that the sequels have that for these puzzle games, specifically Tetris Attack.
Right.
And Columns 3, Revenge of Columns.
Yeah, right.
It just seems like it's those are words you would use for different, you know, Revenge of Contra, I see.
So, yeah. Well, it's also funny to me that it's part 3, Columns 3, Revenge of Columns, like it's not part 2, you know? Right. What happened in part 2, you know?
That's why the revenge is happening.
Yeah, I guess so,
there
yeah.
There was never a part 2.
It's also, it's weird, it's as if Columns has a mind of its own, you know?
Sure.
I don't know. So, this is music composed by Morihiko Akiyama. And this is, of course, for the Sega Genesis. This is Columns 3, Revenge of Columns. And this track is called Industrial District. Columns 3, Revenge of Columns. This is Industrial District from composer Morihiko Akiyama.
Futuristic.
Why am I doing that? I don't know why.
Hey, it turned into a VGM karaoke episode.
I wasn't even trying to. It was just accidental.
Sometimes the music moves you.
Yeah. This is a good track, good FM synth action.
Sure. Game Boy. It's Game Boy time.
Okay.
And I will go with a Japanese title. Ishido, The Way of Stones. And this is a title that was actually released on the Macintosh. DOS system, Genesis, Lynx, Amiga, Famicom, but I'm playing the Game Boy version.
You're saying this is Japanese only? No, you just mean that the title is Japanese.
Right.
It's not. I don't think this is a Japanese game, right? I mean, Japanese release only. A Japanese only release.
The developer, I think, is a Western company.
Yeah.
Publishing International.
So quite the opposite.
Right.
Like, not only was this released in North America, but it also was developed by Westerners. You meant to say, or I think you maybe probably just, because it's called Ishido.
I think I got confused. You know, I think I saw gameplay and it confused me as well.
Yeah. The gameplay is, it does have a Japanese theme. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a Japanese themed game. Yeah.
Excuse me. Pardon me. The box cover is that I found online is from the Lynx.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple of stones on the chest of a certain character.
Hmm.
Let me tell you. Boulders, even. So, I will be playing a track from Ishido, The Way of Stones, for the Game Boy. Mm-hmm. Bushido, The Way of Stones.
While this game is Japanese themed, this music isn't.
Right. Very classical.
Western classical. All right. I'm going to play something from Sute Hakun. You know, I keep coming back to this game. It's got a great soundtrack. This is a Super Famicom game, Japanese only release. And this is from composer Akito Nakatsuka, who also did the music to Zelda 2, A Link to the Past. And, you know, this is a puzzle game kind of platformer. It's a puzzle game, but you know it involves some jumping around and stuff as well. And this is Stage 5 from Sute Hakun for the Super Famicom. Music from Sute Hakun, music composed by Akito Nakatsuka. This is Stage 5. I like how I like the way that the melody structured. It's kind of stops and goes, you know.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, not this part. But here, listen to it here. Stop. And then it kind of stops and then go. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, sorry. Kind of talked over it, but I just like how it kind of stops and goes.
Right.
Also really like the beginning part. It just feels good. Sounds good.
Kind of sitcom-y.
Yeah. This part right here, I like.
Yeah, very feel good. I like that.
Feel good. A chord change here that's different. Boom, you hear that? It wasn't the chord change that was different, it was the bass changed on that part, and it added an extra cool. It added extra coolness to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, here's that stop and go. Which I like that, yeah. It's just...
Song just keeps going on. Still hear it, and it seems like it's ringing in my head. I'm going to stay with the Game Boy. Okay.
Mean on your end.
Yes.
Yeah.
With Quirk. Do you understand me? Quirk.
Yeah.
Here's a track for you. gameplay music from the game Quirk, and that is a Game Boy title.
Yeah, the main character of this game kind of looks like Spot with a mohawk.
Right.
Spot from 7-Up.
So you were saying it was an Air Zonk kind of deal.
Well, it was like an Air Spot kind of situation.
The Air Spot. Yeah. Spot.
Yeah.
I like this title. I mean, this track.
Oh, yeah. This is like the main background music.
That's feel-good music, too.
Yeah, it's feel.
It's feel.
Yeah, I like the beginning, too. You hit the beginning again?
Yeah, let's hit that one more time.
Anyway, that part, that little amp up. All right, how about we move on to Wario's Woods?
Hey, well, we've heard from that in the first puzzle game episode.
Yes. This is for the Wario's Woods for the Nintendo, because there's different versions of it.
Yes.
And the music is composed by my main girl, Soyo Oka. She composed music to Pilot Wings, mm-hmm. and Super Mario Kart, okay. and Sim City for the Super Nintendo.
I'm listening.
And it was Soyo Oka and also Shinobu Amayake. Okay?
Right.
Both of them. And the track we're going to hear is Go, with an exclamation point. So Go from Wario's Woods for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is a track called Go from the Wario's Woods soundtrack.
Yes.
And this is music composed by Soyo Oka and Shinobu Amayake. I like how the bass kicks in right here. Just for a little bit. Just got a little bit of a disco bass line just for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. But this is a... It's a cute track. This is a cute track.
Oh, right? No doubt.
And it's cute, melodic. It's very Nintendo. To me, it just sounds like real video game music from the Nintendo era, you know? It's a cutie. This is a cutie. You know what I mean? You know how we do shorties sometimes?
We should have
shorties?
Cuties.
It's cuties up. This is a cutie. Dun-dun. I love this part, yeah. Yeah, very melodic, you know? Very cute. I like how this other voice comes in right here with the kind of the long notes right here. I like the way that this song is peppered in different garnishes, you know? Love this part too. Actually that one part there, it almost seems like it's almost the part where it's pleading with you.
Pleading with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pleading, yeah, I mean, sorry, yeah, pleading with you, yeah. Doesn't it seem pleading? It's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's almost opening his, open. It's opening their, opening its arms to
it's,
you, you know?
It's cute right here, little right arms.
Here, watch it. Pleading. You know, why don't you come back to me, you know? Isn't it so?
It's adorable.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, having fun, we're going to in the sun, you know, whatever it is. Alright. Wait, watch. Then it's going to ask you to come back, you know? It's like we're having fun and stuff, you know? But maybe that was just a memory. So I'm here to ask you, you know, why don't you come back to me? You know? We'll have some fun in the sun. And we'll be happy. You know, that's how it goes. Right. Oh, we're building lyrics right now, actually. Long ago, I can't get you out of my head. Instead. So long ago. I'm thinking, why don't you come back to me? We'll have some fun in the sun and we'll be happy. See, it's coming together. It's coming together.
Okay, something's coming together.
Something's coming together, man.
I'll give you that much.
It's a good track. It's a good, cute track. It's a cute track. Pleading, very pleading.
Pleading is right. Puznik
is wrong.
What do you know about Puznik?
No, I don't know.
Okay. It's a Taito. Do you understand me?
It's a Taito. No, it's not. Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, yeah, right.
A Taito.
Yeah.
I don't know much about this game, but I do know I like this track. And this is another title that had was adapted to many different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, computers and game systems. I will be playing the Game Boy version.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a track from the game Puznik.
It's like a picnic with puzzles.
A Puznik. Or when you're shaving with jigsaw puzzle pieces.
I was thinking the same thing, yeah. No, I wasn't, to be honest, actually. I was thinking of a guy named Nick, but he's into puzzles.
Right. Play music from the game Puznik.
It seems like this is the main background music of this game.
Right.
And, this track is quite short. I think it's way cool.
Way cool.
Yeah.
The kind of just wave, there's a waving effect there.
Hmm. It's also just very, I don't know. For some reason, I want to say proggy.
Proggy.
Yeah, it's proggy. This is a good track, actually. This is a real good track. It's weird. I like that part. It's weird. I like it. It's weird, yeah. I like that. Like the beat kind of comes in like boom, 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 you know?
Once you come with me, we'll have some fun in the sun.
It's good. This is a good track. I like it. I'm going to move on to... I'm going to go back to Tetris Attack.
Tetris Attack, okay.
Okay. And again, this is music composed by Masaya Kuzume. This is a Super Nintendo game, and the track we're going to hear is Water Stage Critical.
I know this
so
track.
When things get a little crazy, this is you start hearing this music if you're on the water stage. And another thing to listen for in this is the bass.
Okay, bass.
It's not slap bass, but it sounds like a jazz fusion bass all the way, and it's really kind of reminds me of Jaco Pastorius, the bass player from Weather Report, the jazz fusion group Weather Report. So listen to the bass. It's got a real kind of, you know, neat bass situation happening. And, yeah, this music from Tetris Attack for the Super Nintendo. Is music from Tetris Attack, Water Stage, Critical. And it's music by Masaya Kazume. And like I said, that bass line, you know, it's very kind of Jaco Pastorius, I feel like, Weather Report, you know?
Uh-huh.
You're hearing that bass line. Let's just get an isolation on that. Weather Report to me.
Mm-hmm. Drum and bass.
Yeah, it's good. It sounds so cool, yeah.
Okay, for my next trap. Oh, I meant my next track. I gave it away. What do you think my next track is going to be?
I don't know. Is it the Parent Trap? Parent Trap, the game.
Catch Rap.
Right, I knew that actually.
Which I think was first known as Pit Man,
mm-hmm.
as you like to call it, the Pit Man, and then it was known as Catch Rap in the U.S. and in the European Union, it was known as Power Pause.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be playing the ending to close out my set.
Okay.
Because it's the ending of our episode.
Well, I mean, I still have the track, and then there's the closing track.
Well, I mean, I'm closing out my set, so towards the end of our episode.
Okay.
I'm not trying to say that it ends here.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for listening, folks. Good night. Here is the ending by composer Masao Asakawa. Thank you. Pikachu, Pitman slash Catrap. Catrap. Catrap.
Catrap.
The CA, the California Trap. By composer Masao Asakawa. Brent, can you take us through that one more time?
Yes.
I like this a lot.
Did you say that this is, you mentioned this is the ending. Did you also mention it's also the staff roll?
Well, right. Should mention this staff roll. I like this part right here.
Yeah.
Turn this up.
It's funny because, like, I thought you said under the sun, but at first I was thinking under the sea because it rhymed with happy.
Under the sea, you'll be happy with me.
Well, all right. I'm going to move on to Chip's challenge.
Oh, our old friend Chip.
Yeah, for the Atari Lynx.
Uh-huh.
This is music composed by Alex Rudis and Bob Vieira. And we're going to hear level 5. Well, you hear this music in other levels too, but I think you first hear it in level 5.
Right.
So it's being called level 5 from Chip's Challenge for the Atari Lynx. Chip's Challenge for the Atari Lynx. This is level 5. Music by Bob Vieira and Alex Rudis.
Yeah, I'm digging that.
All right, well, that just about brings us to the end of our focus on puzzle game music.
I don't want it to end.
You just want to keep playing. A lot of those puzzle games, they go up to, you know, they have hundreds of levels. You know, the level, there's always more levels in puzzle games than there are.
What's the ending to Tetris?
Well, what do you mean the ending?
There's no ending, is there?
I mean,
you get a rocket ship or something, right?
Kind of. I mean, there's different endings. I mean, the higher your score gets, the more the bigger your spaceship gets or whatever.
Right.
And I think, or yeah, whatever. And one of them is there's a UFO one.
Oh, okay.
That takes off. But then another one is you see the St. Basil's Cathedral, and that takes off.
Oh, right, right, yeah. Right. I've seen that.
I've actually seen that in real life.
Oh.
I've seen it take off in real life.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. But I have seen the
right
cathedral in real life. Anyway, for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. You can contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
And as always, operators are standing by. 281 Sonic 91. Call within the next 30 seconds and receive an outgoing message.
Yeah.
A great one, by the way.
And that is an unlimited time offer.
Yeah.
I don't think we figured out what next week it's going to be.
Surprise.
It's a surprise, but it may be product placement.
Okay.
You know, games with product placement.
Right.
So, okay. Pizza Hut, McDonald's.
Right. Target.
Target, yeah. You know, H&M.
Bloomies.
Gap.
Yeah.
You know that game with all the Gap references?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I totally know that game.
So, all right. What we'll leave you with is this. I've got three choices, actually. I want to go over them with you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You can help me decide. So let's actually go into the isolation booth right now. And then we'll come back out of the isolation booth and close out the rest of the show.
All right.
Okay? We're going to go into the isolation booth. We'll be right back. And then we'll let you know. I have three. Okay, let me actually say what the three choices are first. And then, so there's a track from Yoshi's Cookie, a track from Tetris 2 and Bomb Bliss, or a track from Wordtris.
Mm,
okay?
Right.
All right. Let's go into the isolation booth. That's Yoshi's Cookie for the Nintendo, by the way. And Wordtris for the Super Nintendo, Tetris 2 and Bombless for the Famicom. All right. Okay, we are back from the isolation booth.
Back in your life.
Actually, we'd never both been in the isolation booth at the same time.
It was a tight squeeze.
Yeah.
A little bit, but I wouldn't be in there with anyone else but you,
oh,
my
thank,
friend.
Oh, I like the way you think and
okay.
Speak.
Sure.
And, yeah. So, we discussed it, you know?
Right.
And we're going to go with Tetris 2 and Bomb Bliss for the Famicom. It's a Japanese release only. This is music composed by Koichi Sugiyama, who you might be familiar with as the composer of all the Dragon Quest, Dragon Warrior games.
Yes.
And we're going to hear in-game music 5 from Tetris 2 and Bomb Bliss for the Famicom. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
The name of the show is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.